or don't have, the salary that is not enough to support you, a lack of money in your bank account. They're all caused by thoughts of not enough money. But it's not our fault that so many of us think like this. These thoughts of lack and not enough were given to us as children by our parents and society with the things that were said to us over and over, like, we can't afford it. Money doesn't grow on trees. Money doesn't buy happiness. Or even, money is the root of all evil. And as we think, so it is. So few people in the history of our civilization have discovered the enormous revelation and freedom contained in these words. We exist in a mental universe. Our thoughts are the cause of everything we experience, and the effect of our thoughts is our life circumstances. Governing our thoughts is a universal law that has been called many names throughout the centuries, like the law of karma, the law of vibration, the law of attraction. There's the law of polarity, the law of mentalism, the law of rhythm, and the law of love, to name just a few. This universal law is responding to each person's thoughts. The law says, I materialize your thoughts. I will give you what you think about, no matter what it is, nothing more, nothing less. Everything in our life is preceded by a thought. The words we say are preceded by thought, and the actions we take are preceded by thought. And unceasingly, the universal law is responding to those thoughts, replicating them exactly, duplicating them with precision, like a photocopying machine, so that whatever you think is what will appear in your life. Whatever you focus on or talk about, whether it's something you want or don't want, becomes the circumstances of your life. To become financially free, you have to use the very thing that has previously kept money from you, your thoughts. Universal law does not respond to what is happening in your life or your current circumstances. It only responds to the thoughts you are thinking now. To be financially free, you must free yourself once and for all of a scarcity mindset, a mindset which unfortunately plagues the majority of the population, caused by predominantly thinking thoughts of not enough money. To be financially free, you have to have a wealth mindset, which means you predominantly think thoughts of an abundance of money, just as wealthy people do. It's just one step that you have to take. Think thoughts of having plenty of money without any contradictory thoughts. It's as simple as that. But sometimes it's not easy after a lifetime of thinking the opposite. However, if you continue to think thoughts of not enough money or about a lack of money, then your financial circumstances cannot change. Your mind has to become wealthy first, producing thoughts of wealth, abundance, plenty of money, and financial freedom. And then your life will mirror those thoughts. And when you fulfill this one step, universal law will change your financial circumstances by moving the energy of people and events to mirror your new way of thinking. Life is very simple when you understand how it works. To change anything in your life, think about what you want instead of thinking about the way things are, if the way things are is not what you want. Decide that your life is going to change around money, that you've had enough of struggling and not having enough. Instead, from now on, you are going to choose thoughts about plenty of money and you are going to be financially free. A friend of mine wanted to manifest riches and a wealthy lifestyle, and he intended and visualized